Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who the you are!
Yeah. NFC North champions, everybody.
Vision winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team ain't on. The pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. We brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
And we're back. That's right. Your humble host, Caleb, finally coming back after a couple week hiatus.
I was vacation, bro.
And you know what? I wish it was a vacation, bro. It was, I don't know. You know, apparently I don't like crossover editions, but you know what? We're doing a crossover edition today. And with me as the humble host, I got the Adrian, the OC with us today. Adrian, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It is a hot summer, y'all.
It is so hot. And speaking of hot, we got a guest. We're not going to say he's hot, but he's from a hot
city. I was just about to say.
Miami. Can we do a Miami break? Oh, no, we didn't get the Will Smith break, did we? All right, go ahead. Hit him with the intro, Adrian.
All right, let me get him a proper intro.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And if you're not watching YouTube, you need to be, because Xavier is with us, our special guest. Later. What's going on?
I hope I can bring the heat like today brought it, guys. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep, 90 degrees, heat index up there. I worked outside all day painting. Not fun. Not fun.
Where do you work at? What do you do?
I'm a painting contractor, annual painting.
Man. That's tough. Yeah,
that's what I do for real money. And then, you know,
this is a side gig.
This is just a side gig. Yeah. But we're hoping with all these donations and sponsors that we have that this can be the real thing and I could just paint for fun. So with that being said, go ahead and drop your donations at the All Grit podcast. You can find us on Instagram, find our link tree there on our socials, drop in a couple $1,000 to help us out. So, we have a special guest with us today, a man of many cultures and variations. So, Xavier, tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's up, guys? I'm Xavier. Obviously, you guys have heard. Adrian brought me on here today to spew some knowledge to see what the Dolphins are doing, because I'm a Dolphin-Lions fan hybrid. Get on about me later. Whatever.
So, explain to the audience, like, how did you become a Dolphins fan?
I became a Dolphins fan purely because I was from Miami at first. But then when I saw them play in, like, 2006, they were terrible. But then they got Chad Pennington in the offseason in 07. And I don't know if you guys know anything about Chad Pennington, but he put up numbers. Don't let anybody tell you different, people and kids out there.
You mean Chad Pennington from West Virginia?
Marshall
Hurd. Oh yeah, baby.
Played with Randy Moss. Yeah.
That's right.
He signed over there from the Jets in 07 and let me see the Dolphins go to the playoffs for the first time ever in like 08.
Nice.
And after that, I was hooked. But at the same time, I was watching Lions games up here because that's all we could watch. Watching them weeks, I just fell in love with the Lions.
All right. Well, just to make sure so fans know that you really are a Lions fan, could you just give a quick description of where you were on December 3rd, 2015? It's also known as the Miracle in Motown, when Aaron Rodgers broke a lot of hearts. Where were you, Xavier?
I was in the building.
Can you say that? Can you say that one more time?
I was in the building. I was right by that big old Pepsi sign in Ford Field. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That one. I was right in front of that. Had a perfect angle of Aaron Rodgers just throwing the most beautiful ball I've ever seen. I literally, That night, I almost went to Drake Mercy for a broken heart. I almost had to drive up there and be like, hey, I don't know what's going on. I can't feel my arms or my legs.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. To be a part of NFL history as one of the best throws ever, pretty cool.
Yeah, but it was on the wrong end of it.
Yeah.
So I think I've already told this story on the podcast. I was up in Patterson. Had a great game, right? Like, we were leading in that last little bit, and we're on a Murphy bed. So I'm sitting on there at the end of my Murphy bed looking at the TV. And yeah, once the penalty hit, I lost it. I'm like, no. How?
From my seat, what? I could see it wasn't a penalty.
Right. From your seat, yeah. What is an untimed down? I don't know. We'll let the Lions claim that new rule. So there's an untimed down.
Adrian, remember we were in Detroit when Atlanta did that to us, the untimed down?
Yep. Caleb was at that game.
I was at that game.
Dude, we were
outside the stadium for that game.
We were looking at our minds at Smashburg because we thought we won.
Yeah. So I had a video. I don't know where the video is at right now, but I had a video of us, Golden Tate, touchdown. And that was my mom's first game and my little nephew Dominic's first game. And we were like crying in the stands, bro. We're like, we just won. Times, like, I don't know, it was like 4 seconds or whatever. It ran out. I forget. But then they just started taking it back. Dude, you could have heard a pin drop in that stadium.
Yeah.
And then just straight to booze, like, what? And then a 10-second runoff, like, what
are we doing? End the game, man. I was like, dude, come on, bro. What are we doing? I'll say that, remember, Adrian, our first Lions games ever, we went to see the Lions play the Cardinals, and the Cardinals absolutely obliterated us. It was like 49-5 or something. It was bad.
We've come a long way, fellas. We have come a long way. Let's change
the conversation.
God, let's move on to happier times.
Dude, we got people at home just doing. Yeah, we're not talking about that anymore.
Yeah, we need to get taken out back to the woods.
Put the guns away, people. Okay. So, yeah, here we are, 2025 into 2026 season. Lions just came off a 15-2 season.
Back-to-back NFC North champs.
Back-to-back.
First time in franchise history.
That's right. It's hard to remember even a NFC North title in my lifetime, let alone the past two, right?
Right.
You'd have to go back to the Central, the 90s.
Exactly. Yep. So, Adrian, we're going to ask some questions to our special guest with us today, and you got a couple here. We'll kind of go back and forth and kind of keep it open for him.
Yeah. Well, we've got our guest here because he's a big Miami savant, if you will, right? So we're playing the Miami Dolphins this week in the preseason. We know this week's activities, Miami and the Lions will be playing some scrimmages and some joint practices. I'm sure that'll be we'll hear a lot of reports of some great plays going happening between the first string players. But then Saturday we'll watch the actual preseason game, probably just see some second and third stringers again, but we want to kind of get to know the team here through Xavier. So bro, tell us about the Dolphins offseason. Just any major changes, key acquisitions you guys got this year?
Acquisition wise, they didn't really do much, I feel like. But subtraction-wise, they lost Jalen Ramsey, kind of on the lower end now, coming off the back nine. Christian Wilkins, being a weirdo, kissing people in the face. And then Xavier Howard, he was one of the better, like, true, he was grabbing butts, all doing all that weird stuff. Xavier Howard, very good safety, or like free safety, I can't remember exactly, but he went to Minnesota, I want to say. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, man.
So they lost a good end of their back defensive backfield and in the interior.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing with Miami isn't really who they added or who they lost. I think it's just the inconsistencies within the team, to be honest.
All right, tell us more about that. What do you mean by inconsistencies? Is it coaching or what do you mean?
Not coaching. Well, maybe coaching-wise, but more player-wise. They're elite players. Tua got out week two. He missed, 6 weeks?
Concussions.
Yep. Concussions, just injuries overall have really tarnish the team to reach their full potential, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then you got Devon Achane. He's pretty good. He gets nicked up pretty, like, 2-3 games a year, so he's missing quite a bit of time. And they're not all, like, consecutive either. It's, like, 2 at a time, 3, like, in very inconvenient spots. Yeah. And then the wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, for as good as he is on the way down, not a total decline. But yeah. I feel like his numbers are starting to go down.
He's aging. Yeah, he's losing a little bit of speed, right?
Losing speed and, like, off-field issues. Remember last year he got arrested. And then he was kind of complaining about how the team wasn't really functioning that well. And, like, Tua wasn't really there. So inconsistent-wise, like, chemistry-wise, as a team, they have a very good team. It's just they're so, so inconsistent.
So let me ask you a question then. Do you feel like there's a culture problem in Miami right now? Like, even if there was, it sounds like it could be fixable. Like, I like Mike McDaniels as a coach, but do you think there's maybe a culture issue in the locker room?
I wouldn't say so, because it hasn't really gotten out of control. And with Tyreek Hill, he's such like a polarizing figure because he's so good on the field, but off the field, obviously, he does like things that are questionable.
Yeah.
So that obviously affects the team as much as we don't want to think it does. Yeah. And then when he comes out and like publicly says that he like wants to be traded and kind of doesn't want to be on the team anymore.
Yeah.
That does not help. And I think the culture should be okay, because what happened with Christian Wilkins in Oakland, like that got out of control. You didn't hear about that in Miami. I never really heard about that in Miami.
Hmm.
But I think culture-wise, they need to tweak it just a little bit. A little more discipline, get a little bit more tougher, because they have a really good team, I feel.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you say that, because as soon as you, Adrian, brought it up, like Mike McDaniel. So for those Lions fans, he's the coach of the Dolphins. And I'll be honest with you, besides Dan Campbell, Mike McDaniel is my second favorite coach in the NFL.
Really?
He is, because he's so quirky, and I love it. Like, one of his clips just went viral a week ago or so ago. Yeah. Somebody asks, he says, "Good morning." And he goes, "False. It's a great morning." And the person goes, "Well, why is it great?" He goes, "Because we're one day closer to death." And the whole audience just starts cracking up. So this is the type of personality this coach is bringing in. So for you to say, maybe there's not the discipline there, maybe there's not the, and that, I mean, just knowing Mike Daniel from what the internet tells us, he's a quirky guy. He's a funny guy. He's a brilliant guy, but at the same time, he's quirky.
Yeah.
So maybe there's not the, because I think you have in your notes here, you know, the difference between speed, Miami's speed, and then Detroit's grit. And that's that's kind of what I'm seeing, even with coaching at the very top, you know, Dan Campbell, grit, discipline, all this stuff. And Mike, little geeky guy coming in, clipboard, always dropping jokes and stuff like that. I love the guy, but maybe the team is maybe adopting some of that.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because like when they went in, I don't know if you guys remember the playoff game against Kansas City when they went over there.
Mm-hmm.
They put up the biggest egg and just looked soft. They just looked lost, unprepared, scared to go out there. Not saying that Mike McDaniel is unprepared or scared, but just like the players feel like they didn't believe in like the head coach. Because when the Lions went out to San Francisco, remember how we came out firing, like we were fired up. We were going on all cylinders when it was going good. Like it was going good. If you go back and watch that playoff game for the Dolphins, it just bad. They don't have any grit. They have the flashiness. Right. They have everything but the toughness. And football, you need to be tough.
Yeah. And that's kind of why in their division, you know, when they go up to Buffalo, they just they can't compete with them, because that team, you know, speed is taken away in the elements, right? Even a couple times playing up in New York, you got rainy, cold weather games, and your speed is kind of taken away. So it does affect a team that relies on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, man. So I'm a front office type of guy. Like I love to see what general managers are doing, how they're, you know, trying to strategize for the future. So I got a draft question. I love the chime. How do you think the Dolphins have been drafting the last 2 to 3 years? Like, have they been good drafts? Like, you know, you got Chop Robinson,
defensively,
good rookies, right? But how?
Defensively, they have been. I mean, Chop Robinson last year, Jalen Phillips. There's another name I got on here, but I forgot. Just those two guys alone. Who was that?
Y'all just got Kenneth Grant.
And Kenneth Grant. So I think defensively they've been definitely getting right guys, guys that with relentless motor, they're just going to be getting the quarterback and just creating havoc. Offensively, they've kind of been more through like free agency, I almost feel like. They like no name really attracts. I guess Jalen Waddle back, Devon Achane, but.
You guys traded for Minka Fitzpatrick though, right? You got him in the trade with Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, with like defensively, they have a great defense.
Yeah.
Like they're drafting great defensive players. Just like offensively, they just can't. It's flashy. I mean, I've seen them play, but
yeah.
I was looking at the preseason last year, you know, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this set, like they're running like a set where the running back is behind Tua with like another offset running back. Yeah. And I'm like, I've seen this set before. Like the offense is kind of stale. Like they need to draft a better quarterback, dude. I'm saying it right now. Tua's done. He's too injury prone. I'm over it.
Ooh.
I'm over it.
Hot takes on the All Grit podcast. Well,
honestly, I don't even know how he's still playing with that last concussion that he got.
Dude, like, I thought he was the ball. Like I'm watching Miami game. I'm scared for his life.
You know, I was telling Adrian, the funny thing is the Lions back when he was coming in the draft, he said, I don't want to go to Detroit. And we have the best offensive line in the league. Can you imagine what he'd be doing behind this offensive line?
Couldn't be any safer with us.
But I think their offensive line this year is going to be okay. Yeah. Hopefully, because they're trying to implement a really good run game just like the Lions are.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like I said, like every time he tucks the ball to run, dude, I'm just like, dude, just slide. Like it's not even worth it.
Get out of bounds.
It's not even worth it because he's had so many where it's like, is this his last game? Like, was that his last game? Like, is his career over?
And Tua's a pocket passer. Like, he's naturally a pocket passer. If you look back at his Alabama film, he's in the pocket. Like, he can make those deep throws. Like,
yeah.
But the
locker room, like, I watched the Hard Knocks, the Dolphins edition. Was it like last season or whenever it was?
On season HBO? Ago, yeah.
Yeah. He was a cool guy, but yeah, he's just got to play smarter. So, quarterback room, I think you guys have Zach Wilson now.
We do. We have
that's so crazy to me. Zach Wilson on the Dolphins.
Great white hope.
Yeah. Is he what's the word of camp with him acclimating to Miami? Like
I liked Zach Wilson coming out of BYU, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Maybe it was the hair and the headband, but he could sling it. The dude can sling it. I think he led a touchdown drive versus the Bears.
Yeah.
This weekend, and he looked good. I've always liked him. He just never had any consistency in New York. The Jets are just
right.
The Jets, they're awful.
Yep.
But I think he'll foot pretty good in here because he likes to sling the ball. Mike McDaniel, notorious gunslinger. So if Tua goes out, I mean,
did he play on Sunday or the first preseason game?
I think so. He was out there.
Okay, so we might see him on Saturday. I'm kind of interested to see him play.
I am too. I've always liked Zach Wilson. He can throw the ball. He can chuck it. He's pinpoint.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Zach Wilson. I hate to say it. Now he's on Dolphins, I root for him anymore.
Right. Sorry, boys. I jumped out.
You're good.
Since we're talking quarterbacks, can I just bring it back to a Lions quarterback right now? I mean, we just watched. We just watched our second string in air quotes perform on last Saturday. And let me tell the Lion Nation right now on the All Grit podcast, Hendon Hooker is a bust.
I'm with you, Caleb. But I will say this. He's been injured. His first year he was injured. I'm not rude. I think he sucks. I really do think he's not good. And this is my example. JJ McCarthy has spent 2 years in the Kevin O'Connell system. True. He performed pretty well in Minnesota on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day they played.
Yeah.
Hooker's been here, 3-4 years now? in the same system with the same number one quarterback, and he can't pick up the system?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not about performance. It's about evaluation. He's not gripping the system. Kyle Allen came in and ripped the Atlanta a new one. He threw like a 60-yard bomb straight down the middle.
Yep.
It's not his performance. It's his analytical part. He's not getting it.
That's exactly right. And if you go back to his time in Tennessee, what kind of offense did Tennessee run back when he was their quarterback? It was a low IQ offense. Throw the ball. Gunslinger.
It was
down. There was no reading of cover two. It was just production. Gunsling. And if it's not somebody there, run it for a first down. And yes, he had tons of talent, but like you said, the IQ, the Jared Goff IQ is not there. So
not there. And then the thing that's like even more sad is like the dude can run, but he doesn't know how to run in the NFL.
Did you see that 10-yard run he had? And instead of going out of bounds,
for no reason. Yes,
he took a hit.
Stupid.
I'm like, bro, that's what I didn't care about the fumbles. Fumbles happen. Like, still protect the ball. But the fact he didn't, like, run out of bounds, that told me what I needed to know.
No.
And that's why we're here.
Exactly.
That was me.
And he had, two turnovers?
Yep.
Like, Dan Campbell's not putting up with it, bro.
And then the fact that our third-string quarterback came in and looked like the second coming of Joe Montana.
throwing lasers all over the field. I was like, my God, can we get an extension on this man now?
We weren't saying that last week, though. Let's just wait till Saturday and see if he plays good again.
Do you know who's starting this week? Did they say?
Probably Kyle.
It's only Monday.
No, it's not official. Yeah, it's not official yet, but I think Kyle will start again.
I think this is Hendon's last shot. I think Hendon will play the second half.
We're going on a little tangent here, but now that we're here, I've heard a lot of talks of, hey, let's bring in another quarterback. Let's bring another second string guy to compete with Kyle, because Hendon's not going to compete at this point. Yeah. Why not? So, I mean, Cleveland's got like five quarterbacks in that room over there.
Yeah. We got massage parlors in Detroit. Let's go.
Man, yikes.
It's in the Cleveland contracts. Oh man.
I don't know if this shot's gonna be
Carson Wentz. I think Carson Wentz is sitting. Where's Carson Wentz? Isn't he unsigned right now? I think he's unsigned.
Break both of his legs last year. The dude's always injured.
I don't care. We just need him for a half a game. When
give me Joe Flacco or give me death.
Well, Joe Flacco is going to be their starting quarterback in Cleveland.
He's on
bro.
The Chiefs. Carson Wentz on the Chiefs.
Oh, he is?
He ain't. Yeah.
I thought he was a free agent.
Yeah, he's backup for Mahomes.
I wonder if they picked him up. Interesting.
They had him last year.
I know they did, but I thought his contract ran out.
Probably re-signed.
I think he might have re-signed with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm down for it, bro. Like, if Goff, like you said when I came in late, like if Goff goes out, I don't trust Hooker now. Like I thought I had trust in Hooker. Like,
bro,
dude,
that's why we brought in Teddy for the playoff game.
Yeah,
that should have been been the first sign that this dude's not ready.
That should have been the first sign.
What did Teddy do when he got in? He handed the ball off. We can't trust a man to hand the ball off. Are you kidding me?
Wait, aren't you a Miami Dolphins fan? You're confusing our audience here.
I'm just saying, like, come on, Teddy Bridgewater in Miami was not the best.
Teddy too,
that right there, when I saw Teddy come out, I was like, wasn't this dude just coaching an high school team? Like,
yeah, dude. So they should have told us about where they thought Hendon Hooker was at.
Yep.
We were just so distracted with a playoff game, we didn't even like notice it. We just like.
All right. So enough Lions talk. Let's do a little bit more crossover here. I got a question for you about the Dolphins defense. One of my favorite defensive ends that I wanted the Lions to draft was Chop Robinson.
Ooh.
Since then, we have passed on every defensive end in the NFL draft besides a sixth round pick Egyptian.
Egyptian pharaoh, my man.
Yeah, we got Amun-Ra, the sun god. We got another Egyptian. Okay, so... I didn't watch anything about Chop in the last year. How did he do, and what do you expect this year?
I think Chop in the first beginning of the year, like weeks 6 up to 7, he wasn't doing so hot. But after that, tell me this stat seems familiar. Chop Robinson averaged 42 pressures. Not exactly sack, but when you pressure the quarterback has to get out of the pocket and scramble. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like a lot, but listen to this. Hutch, in his first season, had 53 pressures. I think these two players are very comparable in the way they attack the quarterback, the way they're relentless, and they just get off their blocks and shed blocks really well.
I think
Tom Robinson and Jalen Phillips are going to be nasty.
They are, dude. And you have Bradley Chubb, too?
And Bradley Chubb. People forget about Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
That man in Cleveland was killing in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Man, you got all kinds of names over there.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
But they're always injured. Jalen Phillips.
Having to rebuild every 3 years. They just get tons of draft picks.
Miami stuck in that 2014 Lions stage. Good enough, but not good enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Purgatory is what we call it.
Purgatory. They're stuck in purgatory right now.
Yep. Let's see.
Well, you guys got a couple of Lions players on there. What do you think could get taken if Ife Melifonwu now?
He was good. He was just always injured.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in that Minnesota game, last game of the season, had what, an interception and a sack and like tackle for loss. So he's really good.
Yep.
So that's going to help the Dolphins out on the back end, at least with Ife, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because I've always been a fan of Melifonwu.
I know he's got the size and range. He just can't stay healthy.
Not stay healthy, bro. Yeah. That was the most disappointing thing about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So not to keep going down the Ife Melifonwu train, but if he did not come in at the end of that year, Lions aren't beating Minnesota.
No,
he single-handedly won that game.
He won the game, bro.
Minnesota was on they were going downfield to score.
Bro, Jay Jettas was just catching anything.
Yeah, everything. Anything and everything.
Just tearing us apart. 200 yards.
This year, who do we put on Jettas now, bro?
Ooh, we got
Robertson?
Nope.
We got a specialist for him.
We got a Swiss Army knife, bro. You ever heard of the guy that goes by the name of Amik Robinson?
Amik Robinson. But he didn't break his arm.
Robertson.
Yeah. Amik.
Yeah, he broke his arm.
He's back. He's good.
But he's back.
He ain't no punk.
Amik, bro, give me DJ Reed. He's gonna lock that fool up.
We don't even need it.
We don't even need it, bro. Put Amik on him. Bro, you don't remember the last game?
He doesn't listen to the podcast, bro. Go ahead and break it down.
I remember.
Jay Jettas. He grew up with him, literally went to high school, college. The guy knows exactly where he's going to blink and look at. Like, he's just shadowing him. So I'm excited to see this next game. Hopefully it still translates, because that game, he locked him down.
It Xavier, there's literal audio of Jettas when he heard that Amik was going to be on him all game.
No, calm down.
That was him walking out of the field.
He locked him down, didn't he? Biggest game of the season, the man puts up a goose egg.
Pretty much, dude.
Tell me again how you're a top 10 wide receiver.
Yeah. Does anybody shut Amon-Ra down like that? Is there one defensive back in the NFC North?
I have not seen a kryptonite to him.
I don't think you really can.
What's his name from Green Bay? But he's not there anymore. He just left.
Jair Alexander.
Yeah, wasn't it Jair?
No.
A little bit.
He could kind of get in his head, but he probably did the best at covering him, but he still would get his.
Still getting his.
Yeah, he was still getting his targets.
With that notice, let me throw some numbers on here. Just something I was thinking.
We got a new stat guy. We got a stat guy.
With the new offensive coordinator, I don't know if you guys know this. This is his sixth offensive coordinator for Jared Goff. Some people think he's taking a step back. The offense isn't going to be as explosive. How many yards do you think Goff is putting up this year?
4,512.
I like it.
I actually don't want him to throw that much. I would love it if he was just past 4,000, but we ran the ball a lot more effectively.
Bro, they're throwing to Jameer out of the back. There's 2,000 right there.
That's true.
And this offensive coordinator is unlike Ben Johnson in a good way in this aspect. He literally has said, we did not use J-Mo the way that I intend to. Like, and even J-Mo has said it. He's like, Johnny Mo, he's using me more. He's using me more in the route trees. He's using me more in route running instead of just deep balls or end rounds. Yeah. Like I'm expecting, bro. I'm starting to drink the Kool-Aid, bro. It's Kool-Aid season. Bro,
if this offensive line can just,
that's what it is.
Be solid.
That's what it is.
Just so that he has time to throw to J-Mo wherever he's on that route tree, bro. It's gonna be a great season.
I know people are thinking that obviously the Lions are going to be a smash mouth football team.
Yeah.
Like run the ball. But I think Jared Goff is slinging the rock a lot. Think about it. We got Amon Ra. Think about it. Amon Ra short game. Amon Ra short game, right?
Yep.
Amo deep game, right? Laporta on the edges.
Laporta.
Monty out the backfield. That's four receivers that almost can account for 1,000 yards alone.
And you didn't even mention Gibbs, bro. Sonic.
Gibbs.
Tesla.
What about White Boy?
The final nail in the coffin for me that this offense is going to be airing it out this year is when they drafted Tesla.
Tesla, dude.
6'4", 4'2", speed.
Yeah,
we already have that with J-Mo. Why do we need another one? Because we're going to be throwing the rock. We're not doing trick plays no more. We're throwing the rock.
And I'm busting out the name for J-Mo and Tesla right now. I'm putting a stamp on it. I want, what do they call it when you have to sign a
waiver?
Not an NDA, but when you invent something, what's that called?
Oh, a trademark.
Sure. Ebony and Ivory.
I don't know.
I heard Tesla's nickname was Coleslaw because you don't want to leave him open. Coleslaw. Wait,
whose name was that?
For Tesla, it's Coleslaw. You don't want to leave that man open. He's catching it, bro. Telling you.
Yeah,
that's He's awesome. An animal.
Coleslaw is cold.
All right. So I got I like this predictions here, number 8. I want to ask a couple of these questions.
Yeah.
One breakout name, Xavier, from Miami who fans will remember after Friday.
I want to say I'm going to go with Chop Robinson. If he plays, I want to see how he does against our line. Manu.
Yep.
What is it, Tate? Gratulich. Who's the other guy?
Got to drive.
Well,
Mahogany. The guards.
It depends on who's even starting, right? So you got, Awasika.
Yeah.
Awasika. And I want to see Manu. I want to see him against Manu. I want to see him like against Manu. I need to see progress on him.
Okay, so you think he's gonna play?
Manu or Chop?
Chop.
I wouldn't see why not. Did he play last game?
I don't know. It's your team, bro.
I don't keep. Hey, listen. I love the Dolphins. I don't watch Dolphins preseason. I barely watch Lions preseason.
Okay, DeMarco Jones is on the right side as second. So DeMarco Jones and Manu.
DeMarco
are Jones. The two tackles.
Jones will be working at Taco Bell come 3 weeks from now.
Jones is going to be with me at UPS delivering packages, bro. What are we doing?
Hey, and Dan Skipper, if he gets healthy again, he's a second tackle.
Yep, he'll be there.
Yeah,
I'm seeing Chop Robinson. He's going to have a big breakout year, I feel like.
You think there'll be a brawl in camp this week between these two teams?
Yes.
All right, over or under 2?
3.
Under. Okay,
right. I'm going 3, bro. Last year, all he did was get in fights.
They'll give him one. They'll give him one, and then Dan Campbell will come out there and open a can of Campbell's soup on him.
All right, man. We're going to stop doing all that, man.
Come on, man.
Your side of the on, man. We got to practice, man.
All right, so here's another. Let me ask Adrian. Let me be the mediator between you two. One breakout name from Detroit, who we will remember after Friday.
Oh, that we will remember, like already Lions fans.
Yeah.
You know who's been making a name for himself quietly, and I think he's going to continue to add to that name.
Is it offense or defense?
He's on the defense.
Yes, I think I know. Is he a linebacker?
Yes, he is. You know who I'm thinking of.
Trevor Nowitzki?
No, we already know that dude's solid. Our new offseason guy, we got Grant Stewart with the hair from the Colts.
Go ahead, Xavier.
Would you say
is he good? I don't know anything about Grant Stewart. I completely forgot.
If you don't allow Grant Stewart to return kickoffs, he's great.
Yes. Like
if you allow a linebacker to return a kickoff, he will fumble the ball.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, who is this jabroni?
But if you just allow him to attack the quarterback, the dude gets clipped by a running back, gets up, and chases down the quarterback for a sack. It was insane.
Yeah,
he's good. He's
man. Definitely a Detroit guy. The way he runs, he's just like an animal running like a lion. He's fun to watch.
Ooh.
His hair. He's got a
looks
big
like one. A mane.
Yeah, he does.
Look like a, I was gonna say that. It looks like a mane at the side of his helmet. So I'm like, dude, he looks like a lion when he's running. He's ferocious.
How do you think our linebackers are going to be this year?
Bro, it's like between them and the secondary, probably the best room on the defense. Like, I'm split. Go ahead, Caleb.
Okay, so I have another name that I thought you were going to say, as much as I love him.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Zach Cunningham making a name for himself?
He's starting to...
Because he came in and made a nice behind the field or behind the line tackle, playing preseason. But I think him and who you just mentioned,
Grant Stewart.
I think they're both making it.
Stacked linebacker room. We got Alex Anzalone, Malcolm Rodriguez, Jack Campbell, Derek Barnes, dude, and then all these other names like Zach Cunningham. Trevor Nowoski,
Ben Neiman. Don't leave my boys out. Come on, man.
Ezekiel Turner, who had an amazing game last year that we still
remember. He only knows white linebackers, bro. Did you see that?
We're coming back. We are making a comeback. Just like DeJean Cooper is breaking barriers.
You kind of look like a Mexican DeJean.
I am DeJuan Cooper. I retired about 15 years ago. I don't really do this.
Awesome.
But here's an interesting point I was like kind of telling Adrian thinking about today. With our preseason games into account last year's games with all our defensive players getting injured, do you think we'll have the best backup group in the NFL?
For the defense, or what do you mean?
For the defense. We had 22 players on injured reserve last year. So that means all our starters are out. So our backups were in. Do you think those reps will help them be better this year?
Oh, kind of that's their game up? What you're asking. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got game speed, reps, and real games. Like, I can't see how that wouldn't help. What do you think, Caleb?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got to, but if you're going to say the whole NFL, I don't know NFL rosters and how deep they are, but just as an example, not to be too slappy like Adrian always is, our third strings lost to whose third strings? Who'd we play first week?
Chargers.
Yeah. I mean, Chargers killed us. So it's like, okay, so their third string's better than our third string. Like, no, I don't know.
They did play some first team players, the Chargers, a couple of in there. That was weird.
And let me tell you, what's his name played out of his mind? Quarterback.
Freeland.
Trey Lance.
I mean, not out of his mind, but he played better than Hooker and Allen combined.
Yeah. That's true.
But all right, before we move on from the defense, I want to know from you guys. I've been waiting to ask this question on the pod. This season, the Detroit Lions defense, what ranking will they be by the end of the season? Like, will they be the fifth best defense in the league, 10th best? Second, what do you guys think?
And to hear our answers, we're gonna tell you our answers right after this short commercial
break. Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
Go ahead, Xavier. What's your thoughts on that? Do you mean ending the year?
Yeah.
Ending the year. 10.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. 10. Top 10.
Bro, am I drinking the Kool-Aid? I'm thinking top 5.
Okay, I didn't want to say it. I did not want to say it, but thank you, Adrian. Last year, with all our injuries, we kept up in the top 10 with all those injuries.
We were already top 10 last year, and they were injured. So, like, we get Hutch back, and we're talking about all these guys in the linebacker room and the secondary. This is possibly a top 5 defense, man.
I don't know.
All these young guys grown
up. Top 8. I'm going top 8.
I'm accounting for
coaching or what?
The converse, you know, all of the other injuries that will still happen, and I say Branch or Kirby gets hurt, and then all of a sudden your secondary is half as strong as it used to be. So,
God.
I don't know, but
what do you think about Branch moving to safety?
It could be top 3.
Yeah, dude, this defense is looking nice on paper. What were you saying, Xavier?
What do you think about Branch moving to safety full time? I was reading an article today, and it's just to keep him on the field longer.
I love it.
You guys remember the game against San Francisco? How Shanahan was scheming the game to get him off the field?
Yep.
So now we're implementing to keep him on the field. I think that'll be a breakout year for Brian Branch. We had it from Kirby last year. I think Brian Branch breaks out this year.
That's a good take.
So speaking of that, let's get a prediction just for fun, because it is preseason. Nice little prediction for Friday's game. So, Xavier, you want to kick us off?
I'm going to go.
My audience, this is a diehard slappy for the Miami Dolphins.
That is a bold-faced lie. No, I think we're going to see a good game from Zach Wilson. I mean, it's just preseason. I think Zach Wilson goes for 202, a tutty, and an interception. And either Kyle Allen or Hendon Hooker, together they'll put up like 250, 300 yards, throwing maybe a tutty from each and an interception.
So final score prediction? Who's got the dub?
24-21 Lions.
Say that again?
24-21 Lions.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
24-21.
I thought the opposite, actually, because I just feel like Zach Wilson is a better backup than Kyle or Hendon Hooker. So just from that aspect, I thought Miami will probably win it like 24-14, something like that.
Do you guys think preseason games are more of a player tune up or a coaching tune up?
Both, bro. Both.
I think a little of both, but I think the coaches are putting guys out there in certain situations to see if they want to keep them for the roster. I would say both. From a fan aspect, they're obviously meaningless. Like, they're just testing stuff out there, testing people.
So something I noticed for the defensive coordinators of all the preseason teams we're playing, all of us are going to play the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Commanders. We're playing them too. Like the Dolphins are and Falcons.
Oh, okay. They're like a group.
They're like playing the same teams. So my thinking is, these are like scrambling quarterbacks. I mean, Rams, not really, but the Commanders killed us last year. I think we're playing teams with scramblish quarterbacks. Tua doesn't really run. Michael Penix runs. And Justin Herbert can gallop. He's a horse.
Yeah.
I think this defense, Calvin Shepard is looking to these defensive coordinators to see if they can tune up their defense. Defensive coordinators talk. Yep. I think these preseason matchups are looking forward to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because we're facing scrambling quarterbacks. It's just something I noticed. We're all playing these scrambling quarterback teams, and we all play the team that beat us last year in the playoffs.
That's a great point, bro.
Interesting.
And
conspiracy.
Anthony Weaver kind of plays the same defense we play. 3-4. Man to man and zone.
Is that Miami's DC?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anthony. Okay.
So keep an eye out to see how they do against our receivers on Friday.
We don't play a 3-4 unless we've changed.
I just read it today. Calvin Shepard, like 4-3? 3-4?
Yeah, we're 4-3. We're 4-3.
But they can switch it up. Like Miami likes to switch it up 4-3-3-4. They like to play their linebackers like we do. Just send them up the gaps.
Yeah.
So I think that defense, I want to see how they do against us on Friday.
Right. That'll be good. Well, I got if you guys care about my prediction.
You were next, bro. You were next, dog.
Shut up.
I care.
15-12. This is a field goal game. 15-12 Lions win.
Are you only saying that because you're wearing the Jack Bates sweater?
The Jake Bates.
Jake Bates.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Quick prediction. What's his longest field goal this year?
Ooh. 66.
Cam Little kicked a 70-yarder.
Dude, I don't know if you saw that.
Yep.
And it had room.
And it had room.
The craziest part.
Well, Dan Campbell wants Jake Bates to get that. I mean, what's the record right now? 67? 66?
Against us. I know that much.
You're like, it's 66?
It's against us,
I think.
It's Tucker. Tucker won in Detroit.
Yeah.
Tucker, another massage lover.
On that note.
I'm surprised Cleveland didn't sign him.
You have any questions? Well, I hate to say this because you're as much as a Lions fan as you are a
Dolphins
Miami's fan. So it's like, I know you don't have any questions for us, or do you?
What is here's an interesting fact for you guys. Did you know, Caleb?
You.
Could you know before Adrian was a Lions fan, he was a diehard Colts fan?
I was in middle school.
He was all a right. die. I remember he would wait. We would. I would spend the night, and he'd wake me up to watch SportsCenter Top 10 to watch Peyton Manning highlights. I'm like, dude, get this garbage out of here. He was diehard Colts fan. Oh yeah, I didn't want to come up here and besmirch him.
I love Tony Dungy and Peyton and Reggie Wayne, Jeff Saturday. Like
that was a great team.
Like I was just that team. Like I just liked those players.
Bro.
As soon as they disbanded, I didn't like the franchise. I just liked that team.
And I understand.
Then 2 years later, they won the Super Bowl. Like I knew they had something special there.
Yeah,
bro. Most underrated tight end in NFL history, Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark. Yep.
No gloves.
White boy had moves on him.
No gloves ever. That's what I loved about Dallas Clark.
Woo! And he's still coaching up young men today. I just heard Dallas Clark is taking tight ends underneath of his wing.
We got our own Dallas Clark and Sam LaPorta, though.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sam's a beast.
So what do you guys think? You want to wrap it up here or you got something else?
Yeah. That's all I got, man.
All right. Well,
it was a great pod again, today.
It is a great pod. Thank you, Xavier, for joining the All Grit podcast. Ooh. Any shout-outs? You got any shout-outs?
Shout out all the Bears fans. You guys are terrible. I was watching the preseason game and I was like, man, Caleb Williams looks really good. It was Tyson Bagent. So yeah, the Bears suck, the Packers suck, and the Vikings are terrible. That's all I got to say.
Shout out
I'm
to Jack.
I'm Jack for this year. Thank you guys for the invite today. I loved it.
Awesome. Nice to have you with us, bro. It was fun. Adrian, as always, thank you for running the pod, and as your humble host, we will get back with you guys probably after the game and in preparation for the Houston Texans. The All Grit podcast will be at
training camp
a week from Thursday, if my mind does not fail me. So
there's a bunch of guys that you guys should hit up. Okay, you guys should hit up in Detroit.
All right.
Let's do it.
Sounds good, bro. All right, guys. Well, it was fun for the All Grit podcast. We are out.